This is New England Public Radio News. Some photos of Puerto Rico are featured in a new exhibit at Hampshire College. None are from Hurricane Maria or its ongoing aftermath. These photos are from decades ago. Some are more than 100 years old. They include shots of lush flora and fauna, farmers, parades, people in jail, people living in poverty, and beauty pageants. In most of the photos, as New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports, there's some connection to the U.S. government.
One of the first photos you'll see in this exhibit was taken in 1900. It's four naked children standing on a beach in Puerto Rico, staring out at the ocean. The original caption says, "One of the first duties of the United States will be to establish some sort of a system of compulsory education that shall raise the people from their present state of woeful ignorance." The text goes on from there.
How it talks about these children living a free, Topsy-like life. Topsy is a character from Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Standing by the photo, artist Pablo Delano characterizes the comparison with Topsy as sarcastic. It's racist. Topsy was a young black slave, described by author Harriet Beecher Stowe as wicked and disobedient, until a white family shows her kindness and love, and she becomes a girl who, quote, strives to be good. Delano brought this and other images together in what he calls the Museum of the Old Colony, referencing how long Puerto Rico has been under someone else's rule. He wants visitors to his mock museum to look closely at the photos and question everything, including the captions, which were written mostly by non-Puerto Ricans.
The texts are a very important part of the exhibit.
This determined pursuit of the truth may be an echo of his father's work. Jack Delano also took photos for the U.S. government, but not like these. And the captions or narratives that accompanied them were from interviews with the people he photographed. He then moved his family to Puerto Rico and became a filmmaker, among other things.
You know, for example, my father made the first feature-length film ever shot in Puerto Rico that used all local actors.
And with this in Pablo Delano's background,
I was particularly fascinated with the way my island was depicted by those who came in 1898 as the result of a military invasion and felt the need to create pictures of this place in order to justify their colonial occupation.
Delano has collected hundreds of these pictures that were used as postcards, stereo cards, published in books and newspapers, and this video.
In 1952, we became a self-governing commonwealth, voluntarily associated with the United States.
Museum goers will never be out of earshot of a 1965 Encyclopedia Britannica documentary repeating on a one-minute loop.
The idea is, as you walk through the gallery, you're seeing all these pictures, and you're hearing this voice over and over and over again saying, "We are not a colony. We are just like the United States."
While Delano makes fun of the video, his entire Museum of the Old Colony is a parody of every museum that's ever been accused of cultural appropriation. One of the most blatant examples he mentions is from the Museum of Natural History in New York. In the late 1890s, the museum had four Inuit adults from Greenland, plus a little boy, be in a live exhibit. Not long after they arrived, the adults died. Their remains were not returned to Greenland until 100 years later.
And, you know, capturing that image is that could be seen as something...
As a group of kids tour the Museum of the Old Colony, Delano points out another photo he chose to put in the mix. It's a 1948 newspaper clipping of young Puerto Rican women in a classroom wearing maid uniforms.
The U.S. talked about building schools. Here they build a school for domestics to train maids for U.S. jobs. And as the caption says, the first graduates of the training program were sent to homes in New York City's suburban Westchester County.
Delano's childhood was dominated by the presence of American military. He stops in front of a black and white photo taken before he was born, but it really grips him. A 1940s newspaper image of an enormous U.S. Army cannon in transit.
And it's passing a typical Puerto Rican farmer called a jíbaro, and he's got a team of oxen, which is what was used to haul the sugar cane. And there's this incredible moment of mutual acknowledgement of one to the other.
Delano was born and raised in Puerto Rico. His father was born in Ukraine, his mother Canada. The island's heritage is hugely diverse, he says, after more than half a century of European rule and its connection to the African slave trade. Since Hurricane Maria, Puerto Ricans who have decided to stay on the island and those who don't have a choice will continue to talk about the U.S. government's role there. It's a different but not such a new conversation. Delano also named his Museum of the Old Colony in part after a hugely popular soda in Puerto Rico called Old Colony. At the entrance of the museum are bottles and cans that make up a timeline of the soda's history. The name refers to the original 13 U.S. colonies. The design consistently sports the image of an American Revolution-era patriot. For decades, it was manufactured on the U.S. mainland. Now, it's only made on the island of Puerto Rico. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.